consent calendar. Any council member wishing to pull or further discuss any consent calendar item? If not, I will entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded to approve the consent calendar as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item 5A, this is consideration of a resolution approving a coordination agreement with Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. The LCC has worked through the last year with us on the tire amnesty events, and so basically this is the same agreement to continue that relationship. It's just extending the date up through the June 30th of next year. And I mean, they're providing labor to come out and help with the amnesty events, and they're actually paying for one of the trailers. So
that's right. Great.
If any more information, I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Bob. Any questions to Bob regarding this report? Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez.
Yes. Now, Bob, I'm sorry. I did read in there that it did have a, without that program, that there won't be no funds available. Did I read that correctly?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. I'm not familiar.
Okay.
What it says.
On
but
the staff report there, this is the, it goes on to say that after the Cal Recycle in 2019.
Okay.
And funds will no longer be eligible for local agencies.
You know, I think that is, that's referring to the fact that I think that Cal Recycle or the state is actually trying to, you know, it looks to me like it's another grab at local money and to use money that's been going locally to fund another program, which is their LCC. And so they brought us in last year. It was the first year they required that everybody had to partner with the LCC, and we actually did really good. We were, I think, the only ones that when our grant was submitted had an agreement with LCC, because it all happened right at the end. But, you know, I think that's where they're going. I don't know if they're going to have one more grant cycle with us involved in it, but it does look like eventually they're definitely trying to, you know, shift the money to LCC. And at that point, the amnesty, they might even decide not to use it for tire amnesty at that point, too.
Good but call.
So, okay, so that's what that sentence is.
At this point, so the Cal Recycle, we will continue to get those funds through the LCC or not get those funds?
We're going to get them through the next year.
Yes, up until 2019.
Our grants for $90,000, and I think we've used up, $35,000 in the current year. So, you know, we're going to try and kick it into high gear for next year. But so after the next, so what are we talking about, 1920?
20, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll know, and because usually the NOFA comes out for the grant, and I think this grant is usually due by like February, so we'll start knowing in December, January, whether they're inviting us back in or not.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Councilwoman Gallegos.
Bob, do you have I'm not sure if you're one to answer this question, the next tire embassy that we have, you have the date for that?
You know, it wasn't. I just talked to Andrew about that today, and we're looking at September, doing one in September.
So not one in this summer?
No.
We're good?
No.
I thought there was one in July.
That's what I...
Oh, in July? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I just talked to him about that.
Okay, you know, I'm sorry, because Andrew mentioned the one he said...
Okay.
You know, when I told him, when we talked about the availability, how much fun we had remaining, he said he was going to add a new one, but he mentioned December and throwing one in September, but I remember from staff meetings, one in July. So thank you,
okay,
Claudia.
I'll email him and get the date.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Gallegos can't wait to assist again.
Yes.
She's got her gloves all ready to go.
I put it in my calendar.
Is that CrossFit?
Any other questions regarding this particular item?
I don't think we need a workshop on that, by the way, Bob.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I think we're all...
They do a great job.
You don't want to see another...
No, I think they do a great job.
Yeah. Yeah. They're worth the funding. Take the word for it.
Send us a picture.
Echo that one.
No, yeah.
If there's no further discussion or questions, I will entertain a motion.
Motion to
approve 5A the way presented.
Second.
No.
I got it.
Been properly moved and seconded to approve item 5A as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item 6A under housing, this is consideration of resolutions adopting the fiscal year 18-19 successor agency and successor housing agency budget.
Okay, thank you. The budget has been approved in the ROPS. All except for the housing portion, the successor housing agency. So, you know, what we have for the successor housing agency is just dealing with the, you know, the property we have left. We have revenue coming in for the projected sale of property of $850,000, and so that's 12 lots at Riverwalk, 19 at Adelaide, and 5 at Malone. So that calculates out to about $850,000. And then down on the expenditure side, what we have, you know, we have administrative costs in there and salaries in there. But then the main item down there is $800,000 in acquisition, and we're looking at that for the Anami property and also for the Sagala, the housing. You know, that's where that project will be funded. And we do have a little bit of a reserve, so if any numbers change or move around, that, you know, we can deal with that a little bit too. So we'll have options, and luckily this one doesn't go through DOF, so this budget can be amended mid-year also. So obviously that's kind of where we stand. And I mean, before I move on to any of the other funds, is there any questions about the housing activity?
Councilman Rigby.
So the housing activity, you and I have talked, and I just kind of want to spend some time on the Malone Street. Understanding that we want to wait a few, because we just awarded the Riverwalk, and I understand that a lot of the contractors that would possibly be in the lottery for the Malone Street are busy at Riverwalk, and so I understand our pause on that.
Right.
Knowing that we're not really making any headway with the Lily Washington Street corner, with the property there, I'm curious, would we be able to dedicate a lot, knowing that there's 5 on Malone, for green space?
You know, I don't know if one lot alone would provide much for green space. I mean, I don't.
Pocket park.
Yeah. So I mean,
like a dog park or
pocket park.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to. I don't see why we couldn't. You know, for the neighborhood, it would seem like it's a possible use. But I would. Always, when I think of green space, I think a little bit bigger than that.
I do too. I mean, yeah. I would love, you know, five-acre park. That'd be gorgeous.
We have the Midland property. I really don't have a, you know, I do have somebody interested in that. I'm talking about a buyer which is on 6th Street. Our vacant lots, Sycamore, 6th
yes.
Street.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's all open, and that would be a little bit larger. And that, so, I mean, if we're starting to think about that. And
looking just
for, looking
for
that.
Something
I do
on
have
that side of town, I just think, you know.
Uh-huh. But I do have a little bit of update on the Washington Lily. Is the son of Mr. Anami, he's a National Guard, so he's off on training right now. I spoke with Mr. Mortimer, okay. His attorney, and he said he would get back to me, and he said, you know, he didn't hint either way which way, but he said he would get back with me on his decision.
Brent doesn't want me to get too far off the topic, but
I
wanted to make sure that it's because we haven't really awarded the Malone Street properties. I don't know if that would, you know, change the ROPS or what the process was, but I just wanted to kind of talk. I would approve as it stands tonight,
uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
Yeah, we're not doing Malone yet, so we can talk about that.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm just kind of thinking out loud.
Definitely. And you're right. We're not releasing Malone yet just for that reason. We have the 13 houses at Riverside, and it would be this – you know, the same developers that are interested in.
I understand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I appreciate the conversation.
Oh, good question. Good point. Any other questions regarding this particular item?
I so move to approve 6A as presented.
Second. It's been properly moved and seconded to approve item 6A. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, that was the housing. I don't think we're going to.
I thought he had more.
Yeah, we're not going to jump right into the B yet. I mean, I took a pause there, but I didn't know we were going to go straight to the motions. But, I mean, because I do want to point out something is all I'm saying before we move. Cause
there's no B on the agenda.
There's no B.
I have 6A.
Exhibit A. I'm sorry. You approve. Go ahead.
For the agency and the successor housing agency.
There's recommendation, 2 actions. The successor housing agency board approved the resolution, and then a second, the successor agency board approved resolution. What are you?
I have one item. It shows both agencies, but I only have one item. So the recommendation is for to split them in both.
There's 2 separate resolutions in the report.
Yes, and it's called under recommendations. Let me see what.
Yeah, I see it here under recommendation.
What you have under your packet.
It's in, yeah, it's at the bottom, just not at the top.
So we'll, we can be specific with that motion.
Okay.
With making sure that it's as a member of the successor housing agency.
Then that's appropriate. That's what we just discussed. So now I can, I will discuss the non-housing items.
No, she did it.
We're good on that then.
Yeah, we're good on that.
Are we okay on that, Brent? Or do you want her to reestablish her motion?
Well, the problem was it was a motion to approve the entire item. It went through in its entirety. I don't know. You could hear rest of Bob's presentation. The entire item would have consisted of both resolutions, I think.
It did.
Unless there's some objection to approving the second resolution, then you can just leave the motion stand.
So
if
we'll
problem, you could rescind it at the end.
Okay, so we'll listen to Bob's presentation, and at that point we'll make a decision if we need to rescind or just let it stand.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't hear the motion clearly then. I thought. Okay. All right, so, you know, I guess because there is just a couple things I do want to point out. When I brought the ROPS to you, we put $2 million into infrastructure just so it'd be more flexible. And I, you know, I mentioned at that time there was no guarantee. That's the first time we'd ever submitted like that. I didn't know if DOF was going to approve it, and they didn't approve it. And they gave us 5 days to do a meet and confer with them, and our option was to bring a budget to them for a certain project. So I went and spoke with Keith Helmuth, city engineer, and we revised the Adele Street project, which is a storm sewer and water running down Adele. And we don't have enough money to fund the whole project. But Keith said it is flexible. You can take it as far as you can with whatever money you have available. So we prepared a budget and submitted it to the Department of Finance within the 5 days, and then had a meet and confer. I went up to Sacramento and met with them and explained it to them, and they did approve that. So that's where that's at right now. And this the bond housing, non-housing bond funds do have a line item in there, two line items for Dell. I broke it down into two separate things because I've been working and discussing with the planning department. They wanted to, and engineering. I think it's really important that where Dell comes into and it doesn't meet up right there, you know, by the school out there on the
lake.
Yeah, lake. Yeah, that they want to have it jog over a little bit to the south, and so it'll kind of be in between Adele and Kennedy at that point, and I guess it'll clear up the traffic problems they have there, and engineering is much more spoken on that. So I broke it up into two points. They said that was our responsibility, or the share of putting the road through the person's property, and because we sold actually that corner lot to them, but they're going to split it up and configure it, and we're going to do the street for $250,000, I think it was $264,000. So I broke that down at that. So I did want to mention to you that the ROPS process, that is what took place. I only had 5 days. We only had 5 days to do a meet and confer, so there wasn't a chance to bring it back and discuss it with everybody. But, you know, there still is a little bit of flexibility. The last, the $250,000, we're getting pretty committed to for that interconnect. But the rest of the funding, it's in the ROPS as that. We will have one chance we can amend the ROPS before October. If we all decide we don't want to do the Adele project, because I wouldn't want to do that without, you know, this is a chance for us to discuss it now, and you can say yes now or turn it down, and then we can talk about it again later if everybody comes together on that. But the Adele project has been approved by the Department of Finance. The other thing I want to talk about is the administrative budget, how it's split out through all the different funds here. And one note is, you know, with Jim gone, there's none of the salaries of the successor agency or successor housing agency are going to be charged to code enforcement anymore. So I just want to bring that up also.
Councilman Oliver.
Bob, just on the Adele project. So we're approved to move forward with that primarily on the eastward side of Adele, and that will include both the roadway traffic improvements as well as some of the utility connections. That'd be a separate discussion, right?
No, this is really, there's, you know, that's kind of why we abandoned this project as at dissolution, really, because we didn't have enough money to do all the things that you're talking about. The street, there's right-of-way acquisitions, there's a whole lot of funding that would need to pull the whole project off. So you know, talking with Keith, right now we're just talking about water, sewer, and storm.
And then so through that project, as far as alleviating some of the safety concerns, would that be for, I'm a little lost there. We alluded to how focusing on that area, it's going to, you know, address some of those issues that we have near the school site there.
Okay, maybe I should then add. So you're, when you said street improvements, are you talking about the little interconnect, the 264,000? Because that
yes.
is street improvements. So
yes.
Yeah, so there's two. The 264 would be just for that small little jog over to leave Adele, go a little bit. So, yeah, that's the 250 for that. And that's the safety. For the school. That's
separate from the utilities.
Separate from, that would run the utilities down that section anyhow.
Okay. And then so both are approved by DOF?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all Adele.
Okay, it's all Adele.
One. They approved one project, Adele. I'm breaking it down two for us tonight.
Okay, perfect. All right, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Councilman Rigby.
I'm not taking away from the importance of public safety, especially near a school. I'm just curious as to why we started on the east side and not maybe on the west side of Adele, where there seems to be a little bit more vacant lots, more land that's ready to be built on or...
You know, I pretty much just kind of went with the city engineer's recommendation because, you know, I'm kind of like you. I was even thinking he would head that way and talk about doing it from the, you know, moving in from the west. But, you know, I was really surprised. He said, actually, from the east. And I didn't
know how far towards D Street will we get with infrastructure?
Well, that's like I said, it's the amount of funding there is, you know, I'm not sure exactly. You know, I put the budget in here right now, and I prefer right now to do a couple of the Yosemite lot. I'd like to get that done first and get Adelaide done, and then whatever remaining funds are left is what we'll finish up with the deal.
I would love, and this is just me personally, I don't know if I'm ready to approve tonight the Adele Street. I think for the sake of DOF, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But I would love Keith in here. I'd love to kind of hear where engineering's coming from.
That's a great idea.
Dave and maybe.
I think they talked about it in the Planning Commission meeting yesterday. Keith got up because that was one of the things that was new to the Planning Commission. They hadn't seen it. They had said that there was extra funding that came through, and Keith said it was. I think this reason they're starting in the east because it was on the CIP, and that's why it's been on there for a while to connect from Lake to Adele.
Yeah, the interconnect just a short section. So that's the one I said. That one's a little bit farther along,
as far as the utilities.
Yeah, the rest of it, the utilities, water and sewer.
Yeah, I mean the 265, I'm okay with.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the storm drainage and the sewage, and I'm curious why we're going on the east side with that when there's technically, I guess there's a little bit that could be developed over there, but there's way more development opportunities on the west side. I can count probably over 12 acres, if not more, of undeveloped property that has giant for sale signs on it over there, both retail, residential.
All right, yeah, I'm not sure about how we'd... I mean, I could bring the whole thing back, but I mean, you already approved it one time, or I can tell you I'm not going to start this project until we have this discussion again or something.
We have till, you said, October to finalize this?
I have till October
to amend.
I have till October to amend.
So like I said, I'm okay with the action that was made tonight, but I
won't pull any triggers if that's the direction I'm getting.
Okay.
Is that a one-time amendment? We approved tonight. We can amend it one time.
Well, we can... You know, this is internal right now. DOF they've blessed $2 million towards Adele right now.
Okay.
So the details are.
The details are.
That would be great.
Okay, but we're okay with the 264 for the interconnect. That's
yeah.
I am.
Okay, so
definitely.
Okay.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, thank you, Member DeLon. I think some of the questions that I had were answered, but now. What DOF approved for in your plan that you're presenting, you're exhausting those $2 million, I mean, aside from the 260 that we put aside there for the school deal. In your plan, we already have the remaining funds exhausted with the with Keith recommendation?
Yeah, it could use up, yeah, with Keith's recommendation, it would use up every bit of what we have. And I mean, if you could find more, you could put into it, too, to finish up the whole
project. But it's not enough to do the original project that you guys had presented before, right, obviously?
Well, that was, like I said, that was paving, that was street, that was right-of-way acquisition. The original project, you know, really called for four lanes, and that's what we were shooting for before dissolution.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, you did mention that after these other Adelaine and other projects that we have, any funds that are left over can be carried over here?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And do we have an estimate about how much that is?
Well, you know, I have on the budget tonight, I have Adelaide down for 1.5, but I'm optimistic that we can get a couple hundred savings out of there. But, I mean, that's an expensive project with the undergrounding of PG&E and a block wall all the way across the back. And so, but there should be some savings there. The East Yosemite Lot and Street project, you know, that budget might be pretty good for 454 because there's a storm drain, a 30-inch storm drain that has to be run in front of that, and that's – so that runs the bill up on that. So, you know, just looking at the budget right now, I would be hopeful that I would end up being able, I have $1.4 million in for the utilities on Adele, and I think maybe we might end up with 1.6 something in there.
You know, just by listening to the comments that some of these council members had, should we rescind the action and bring back what, as Councilman Rigby had suggested, or would that put a strain on the timeline for this budget?
Well, I don't, you know, let's see, a couple of things on here.
Just so the council members clear, I'm not looking to rescind. Mm-hmm. I want to approve to move forward, but as long as our executive director understands that we're wanting to amend it in the future with more people at the table, I think I'm okay moving forward with the action that was made tonight.
If need be.
So then are we modifying the...
Not yet. No, we're sticking with this for now, and we're going to... that way it will allow, you know, if anything comes up on the East Yosemite lot, it'll allow us to move forward with the interconnect, the 265,000, you know, and to start making commitments there to these projects. And the 1.395 for the street of Adele, we won't pull the trigger on that.
Okay, so that's what I was referring to, is that you had a motion to approve the item. There seems to be some concern. Should we approve it?
We want to look at what you end to come from, I guess, is what I'm hearing right now. I think everybody's still liking the project, but
okay.
Yeah. But boom, we're going to check out which end to come from.
So modify the motion, or is it good just the way it stands? Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Right. That's good. Yeah. Okay. It's already been approved. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, we're good.
we're good.
Quick. What are we on? Are we on to council reports?
Yes, sir.
Once again, council reports. Councilman Robinson?
Yes. Last, on June 67th, in Sacramento, they had a forum for a GSA member to connect on technical and policy issue to address SGMA compliance. And they had a discount for the representative, including $100 off this event, but I wasn't able to attend because of lack of travel funds. Plus, I missed the Cal League Policy Committee in Sacramento, and it was on housing and economic development. So that was that.
Thank you. Councilwoman Gallegos.
I have nothing to report, but I have a suggestion for if Claudia could, by chance, give each council member the agenda in a printed form. So if our iPads die, I like to take notes on the actual items. From now on, after today's meeting, that might be helpful for the council members. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did yours die too, or you?
No,
you got
no,
my,
no, no.
You got my back. Is that what you're saying?
I got your back. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Mine just died too.
I appreciate that suggestion.
I got Jose's too, because it's just.
I got the last one
over here.
Yeah, she is. Back. It's always been that way. It It's either printed form or we got to get out of here a little bit sooner, huh? Councilman Rigby.
Yeah, a quick report. I had the pleasure of sitting in on a staff meeting, and I know several of our council members have sat in on an RDA staff, specifically with code enforcement. And so I would just remind you guys, Tuesday mornings, 8:30, if you guys get a chance, it's an eye-opening experience on top of. It's just good to hear what's going on, and, you know, they are working hard, and I can honestly say there's not one person on that code enforcement team that doesn't have less than 30 cases open right now. And so it's busy out there. They're definitely putting in a lot of time, and I just want to I know none of them are here right now, but maybe Claudia or Bob, you can remind them that I appreciated their hospitality, and 8:30. Might I suggest a box of donuts? Viola enjoys Viola enjoys the blueberry old fashioned.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Pan dulce, we haven't had that in a while.
Oh, there you go. Bob enjoys the pan dulce.
Right.
Don't skimp on the coffee or abuelita.
Got it.
That's all I have to report, Mr. Mayor.
Very good. Great suggestion. Thank you very much for that. Mayor Pro Tem Rodriguez.
Nothing to report, Mr. Mayor.
Councilman Oliver.
Nothing to report.
And I have nothing to report. So with that, I will ask for an announcement by Mr. Richardson.
The agency will now adjourn, actually council will now adjourn to closed session. One item, that's conference with real property negotiators pursuant to government code section 54956.8. And the parcel and proper and parties are as listed.
Thank you.
Science. Oh, he's smart.
Are you ready?
Yeah,
all right. Are we up and running? Okay, the council adjourned to closed session in one item. That was conference with real property negotiators pursuant to government code section 54956.8. No reportable action was taken.
Thank you very much. And thank you to my colleagues for sticking around. See you next Wednesday. Meeting adjourned.